Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Beis, page 71, side B. For Im Hisa Deloy Shayer, had he not left over property for himself, Leimale, let the buyer say, when the trees dry out, take your trees that are dried out and get out of here. And this clear idea that any seller, in a way that he leaves the trees for himself, leaves it over on the intention that he leaves it over, though, that he should be able to go ahead and plant others in their place, just like he had his power in these trees up to now. So the Gemara asked that Rav Huna Tanan in our Mishnah, we learned that Rav Shimon says, "Hamagdish ha'chasod lehigdish, one who makes the field kodesh did not make kodesh with his the pit and the press that's in it. Elo charuv ha'murka v'sadin ha'shikma, only the tree of the charuv and the shikma tree that are older that are in it. V'soni elo, and we learned about this in the Braisa." Omer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon says, Matam, what is the reason for this halacha that the charuv and the shikma are more kodesh, more than all the other things of the field? Hoyil v'yoinkin misdei hegdesh, since that these three are nurturing from the field of hegdesh in which they're planted, because the one who was magdish, he was magdish with a good eye, and therefore he intended to give away hegdesh, even the property which is underneath the charuv and the shikma. So it turns out that from now they are actually growing from the property of Hegdash. And those that grow from Hegdash have the same law of Hegdash. The is al kadai toshir shayer. And if you think, so the question is on Rav Huna. If you think that it enters your mind, like Rav Huna, that what? That the one who sells leaves himself over some trees, he also leaves over the trees that are nurturing of it. So it turns out that according to the Shimon, who equates one who's Magdish to one who sells, so even the one who's Magdish, who makes Hegdish, leaves himself over the trees, leaves over the ground for its nurturing. So it turns out, kiko yonki mida nafshik yonki. So when they're nurturing, that the charuv and the shikma that he left over, when they're nurturing from the ground, is from his property and not hegdish. So why are they kodesh? So because of this question, the Gemara retracts from what it explained in the beginning, that Rav Huna said his halacha even according to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Shimon holds that he didn't leave for himself the ground for its nourishment, because the Omar, because Omar Kereb Akiva, because he holds like Rabbi Akiva, was his teacher, that a person who sells with a good eye and it doesn't leave himself over anything, and therefore, even a person who is Magdish, who consecrates, that he leaves over the trees for himself, does not leave any property underneath it at all. And this that the Braisa says, this is what the Braisa said, that according to Rav Shimon, the trees are nurturing from the property of Hegdash, and that's why they belong to Hegdash too. However, on the other hand, Rav Huna the Omar, Rav Huna who says that he did leave over for himself also the property that it nurtures from, he holds Kirabona. The one who sells with a bad eye sells, and it's only according to their views, says Rav Huna, that he leaves for himself over the property, the ground, the earth, which is necessary for the nurturing of the trees. So the Gemara says, since Rav Huna only said his halacha kirabonon, only like the Rabbonon, if so pshita, so do we then need to teach us that according to the Rabbonon, one who leaves over trees, that he leaves over property for himself? Because we say that even a passageway that is needed for his pit and for his dus, he left over for himself. So certainly the ground that's necessary for the nurturing of the trees, which there is an additional reason to leave over, because when they dry out, the purchaser of the land can tell them, take your trees and get out of here. So the Gemara answers that even though that we find that according to the Rabbonon, that the person allows for himself a passageway that is needed for the Boir and the Dus, still Rav Huna needed to say that it leaves himself over the property, the ground of the trees. Nafkamina goes out from his words a novelty, a chiddush, the nafli hadr shasilu, that even if these trees fall down, the seller can go ahead and replant others in their place. And without the words of Rav Huna, we would say that the seller does not leave for himself property only for as long as the trees are in existence. But when they get old, he doesn't have any more property.